This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Day of Jummah, and we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept our prayers and our supplications. Very quickly, we are in the month of October, and this is Islamic History Month. We have completed two events in the last two Saturdays, and tomorrow, inshallah, will be a special event. And this is in collaboration with the Black Canadian Muslims, and we will be dealing with slavery and the foods of resistance, focusing on the Caribbean. And our relief efforts tomorrow, inshallah, will be going to Haiti. Haiti has an interesting history of Muslims, especially in the very recent period of time. And inshallah, Dr. Abdullah Hakim Quick and Brother Bilal will be telling us a little bit more about Haiti and about the foods of resistance. Doors open tomorrow at 6 p.m. and the presentation starts at 7 p.m. There will be some finger food. If you were looking for curry goat, no, we don't have curry goat. But we do have some finger food, inshallah, from that region that you can sample. Please bring your family and friends out. Our programs are on islam.ca and streamed on YouTube and Facebook. So please engage with us as much as you can, inshallah. We're also open for prayers. Someone was asking me today. Yes, we have been open for prayers, Salatul Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha. And so, inshallah, you can make your way here for these congregational prayers, inshallah. Before we call in the Khatib, I would ask our volunteers to go through the lines, inshallah. And please donate generously, because your donation counts towards the ongoing maintenance and program of this institution. For the past 25 years, 26 years, we have been offering excellent services to the Muslims here, and also even broader to the non-Muslims. Our courses, alhamdulillah, I was looking at the course by Dr. Abdullah Hakim Quick the other day, and there are people who are signing in from the Philippines and South Africa and other parts of the world. So your donation goes a long way in ensuring that our local population here in Canada and also beyond Canada, that they can understand Islam and understand some of the issues that are facing Muslims locally and globally. Jazakumullah khair. Our khatib is Sheikh Abdullah Hakim Quick.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل والسمع والطاعة ويقول الحق سبحانه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. All praises are due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. And surely the best reward ultimately is for those who have taqwa. And surely there is no ill feeling, animosity, except for the oppressor. And I bear witness that Allah is one and has no partners, and that Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, is his servant, his last messenger. May Allah always, constantly send peace and blessings to Muhammad, to his family, his friends, his companions, all those who call to his way and implement his sunnah to the day of judgment. As to what follows, I again remind you and myself of the critical nature of taqwa, the consciousness of Allah, that we should be aware of the creator of the heavens and the earth in everything that we do, not only in the masjid, but outside of the masjid, not only on Jumu'ah, but on Saturday, not only on special occasions, but in all points during our year. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in his glorious book, O you who believe, have the consciousness of Allah and speak a clear, straightforward word. He would forgive you of your sins, repair your deeds, and whoever obeys Allah and his messenger has surely gained a mighty triumph. And so in this spirit of qawlan sadida, which is an extremely important concept mentioned by the Prophet ﷺ constantly in the beginning of his khutbas, it is to speak a clear, straightforward word. It is like an arrow hitting the mark, that you're able to go through that which is unclear to reach the goal. And that qawlan sadida, in this world that we are living in today, is extremely important. Because we are living in a world which is surrounded, immersed in symbols and in signs. Sounds are coming to us. There is even what is called subliminal seduction, and that is when you are watching on your cell phone or your television, in the background, there's information being pumped into your mind. And so this requires two important qualities: basira, which is insight, the ability to look through the surface of matters and into the depth of what is happening. And secondly, al-hikmah, and that is wisdom. putting things in the proper place. And so with this in mind, we look at the season. The fall season has now come upon us. And it is clear we're not going back to the summer. The leaves are changing. And in the northern countries like ours, it is a dramatic time of year. Because the natural world, which has shaped the way people look at their religion and they look at their lives, the natural world is in a state of immediate change. And in the northern countries, one of the aspects that has come through the culture is it is a joyous, happy time for people. Because the fall season, the end of the summer and the fall season is the time of the harvest. It is the time when the fruits, the vegetables are coming out. They are ripe. And people will naturally have an extra amount of food. They will store the food for the winter. And so this is a bountiful time. And so therefore, the people in the north established what they call Thanksgiving Day. It is a time to give thanks. And no doubt, this is extremely important. In Canada, it was celebrated around October 10th. In the United States, it's November 24th. And it corresponds with the ripening of the fruits. And Muslims as well, as we are part of this society, we also have celebrated. We get time off. And so Muslims will have a family dinner because it is the way of people in the northern societies for the families to come together. And they would have a meal. Muslims will gather together as well. And they will eat their halal turkey because it is a special occasion. And we eat that which is halal. And there is nothing wrong in that as a basis. Because a shukr, thanks and gratitude, is a key element of our faith. The only issue comes is when people look on Thanksgiving as an Eid, as a religious ceremony, then we are getting into a dangerous area. But the concept of shukr is extremely important, and we are supposed to be the most grateful people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that gratefulness includes a shukr bil qalb, that our inner feelings should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a shukr bil lisan, that our tongues should express this thankfulness. And so we should be constantly thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounties that we have been given. And ashukr bil badan wal arkan, and that is to be thankful with our body and with our limbs. And this is the extension now, that the thanks, it's not enough just to feel it inside of yourself. It's not enough to just say it. But that should extend itself in giving of the bounty. So if Allah has blessed you and me with bounties, and there are certain bounties living here in this country, it's a relative state of peace. It's a relative state of stability economically. If that has happened to us, it's a test. That showing shukr, the gratitude, is that we give of the bounties. And so we should be giving in this time of year even more than we give in other times of year. And of course, our Thanksgiving Day is every meal. Because every time we eat, we should be saying, Alhamdulillah. That should come out of our tongue. And our children need to learn this. When they eat their food, they should begin eating their food by saying, Bismillah. We tend, because we live in this fast society, individualistic society, But they should be saying, Bismillah, in the name of Allah, I am eating. And when they finish, they should say, Alhamdulillah. And that is the shukr, that is the gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But many people don't understand that this Thanksgiving time for the indigenous people, because we always start our programs off in many organizations saying we are living on the land of the indigenous people, the Haudenosaunee, the Mississauga. But what you don't realize is that Thanksgiving Day for the indigenous people is a day of sadness. It is a day of mourning. Because when it first began in America, it was celebrated by the pilgrim people who came from Europe. And they came, and it is reported in Connecticut that a group of the pilgrims went to an area of the native indigenous people. And because they had brought with them blankets, they had brought with them diseases from Europe. Europe at the time was struck with plague. Bubonic plague, measles, chickenpox, smallpox. And the people in this part of the world had open air, fresh water. They were physically fit. They did not have the defense against the virus. And so they began to die in large numbers. And it is reported that somewhere between 70 to 90% of the indigenous people in the Americas died not from conquest, by disease. And so this pilgrim group came into an area and they found the indigenous people were dying, and they found bodies, a huge amount of people who had died. And so they buried the people, and then they looked, and pumpkin was there, squash was there, cranberry was there, turkey was there, because turkey is not a European bird. Turkey was there, and they put it together and they made a Thanksgiving meal, and they thanked God for clearing the land of the native people. So this was not necessarily a time of happiness for the indigenous people. But we have, as Muslims, no matter what is happening to us, no matter whether we are suffering, no matter what is happening, tragedy, we still say, Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. We thank Allah, all conditions, and we have patience. This time of year has two sides. The one side is the thanks. But the other side is a ceremony. It is a season that is called Halloween. And this is based upon the practices of the Celtic Druid people of the north, based upon the Roman celebration for the dead that happened at this time of year, and the Druids in the north. And the central color was orange. So you will see orange and black as the two central colors of this year. The central figures were figures of death and figures of evil. And so October 31st, on the evening of October 31st, they believed that the souls of the dead would rise to the surface and would haunt the people. And so it was a dangerous night, and you need to hide yourself. And if you go outside, you need to put on a disguise. So you will put on a face, you will disguise yourself so you would not be seen by these evil spirits that supposedly are outside. And the central figures in this was the figures of the witch, the figures of the devil, wal-iyadu billah, and the rise of the satanic cults. This is their time of Eid, the satanic cults, wal-iyadu billah. And this happened in Europe for a period of time. And when Christianity began to rise, even though it was not the original teachings of Isa alayhi salam, they felt that this was not a good occasion. And so they banned the Halloween celebrations. And they said, because so many people were still doing it, they said, we will make November 1st as a special day. It'll be All Hallows Day. All Hallows Day, meaning it is a holy day for our martyrs, for those who died, for the saints. So they were trying to now co-opt the nature people. And so November 1st became All Hallows Day. And the night of October 31st became All Hallows Evening, which was later pronounced Halloween. And so it has been commercialized. Coming to America, it became commercialized. And it was a time now to eat the sweets, the candy. The children would go from house to house, and we still see this. It has lessened now, but we still see people wearing the masks on that evening and knocking on your doors and asking you for food, asking you for candy. And when you look at the dress of the people, the one which is the most pleasing to the Halloween people is the evil one. The more evil you are is the more you are in line with this holiday. And so our position is clear. There is no compromise with the evil one. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the shaitan as aduwun mubin, clear enemy, no compromise. And so involvement in this is totally against our understanding. Secondly, our children, although we are living in Canada, do not have to participate in this. And this is important because we are supposed to be in a multi-religious, multicultural society. So they do not have to be in this ceremony in order to be a Canadian, because we have the right to follow our religion. And so the trick-or-treating, going from house to house for a Muslim child, should be prohibited. Number one, our children should not be taught to beg, to be begging for things. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-yad al-ulya khayrun min al-yad al-sufla, that the upper hand is better than the lower hand. So do not teach your child to beg. Secondly, the candy itself, in most cases, the gummy candy is not even halal. It is made with something coming from pork. And now information has come that there are some evil people who may even put the drugs in the candy. And so it should not be allowed. And we need to have alternatives. Not an alternative celebration. Not an Islamic version of Halloween. Because there is no Islamic version of Halloween. You cannot make a pig halal. Even if you cut the throat and say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, the pig is najis ayn. The pig himself is haram. So you can do zabiha all you want. So the ceremony is not permissible for the Muslims. And sometimes we find ourselves in a difficult situation. If you are living in a place where you can turn off your lights, shut your door, don't answer the door. Sometimes you may have a neighbor who has a child, their family's very close to you, and they come to the door. And if they continue to knock and they know your home, you may bring them in and explain, give them dawah. Give them something positive and use it as a means of calling to Islam. But our younger generation needs to have the ability to distinguish between what is truth and what is falsehood. This is crucial for their survival as Muslims in this part of the way. And so three aspects Number one, we need to encourage inner strength, that our children need to be strongly connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that connection is stronger than to anything else. Number two, that ability to know when something is right and wrong Islamically and to be able to make the choice. And number three, being unafraid to be strange. You may appear to be strange, but there's nothing wrong with this. I was driving yesterday downtown, and the people, every time we go down there, the people get stranger in a sense. Rings in the nose, tattoos all over the faces and the arms. And they're proud of themselves. Why are we not proud of wearing hijab or having a beard or wearing a kufi? This is supposed to be a free society. And above all, the Prophet ﷺ said in an authentic hadith reported in At-Tabarani, in al-Islam bada'a ghariban wa sayaudu ghariban fatuba lil ghuraba. He said, surely Islam began strange, and it will return to being strange. So glad tidings to the strangers. Qalu ya Rasulullah wa mal ghuraba. They said, O Messenger of Allah, who are these strangers? And he told them, Alladhina yuslihuna inda fasad an-nas. They are the people who will repair things. They repair themselves, repair society when the people have become corrupted. And sadaqa Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, it has come to pass now. And so we can only pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give us the strength to stand for our faith in a tidal wave of corruption that we see in society. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would protect the innocent children of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we pray that Allah azza wa jal would make us of the ghuraba, that we would be strange to evil, and that we would participate in repairing ourselves first, and then the society around us. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'il muslimin min kulli dhanbin istaghfiru innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Alhamdulillah al-wahid al-ahad al-fard al-samad الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد واصلي واسلم على سيد الاولين والاخرين نبينا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين وبعد فيا عباد الله اتقوا الله حيثما كنتم ويقول الحق سبحانه مخبرا وامرا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما Allahumma salli wa sallam ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. Wardallahu an al-khulafa al-rashideen, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman wa Ali. Wa anna bi rahmatika arham rahimin. Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana li hadha wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir 'anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Allahumma asrif 'anna al-bala' wal waba' wal mihan ma dhahara minha wa ma batan. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal muslimin. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal muslimin. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal muslimin. Allahumma aghfir lil muslimin wal muslimat والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله يرحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح